R1 agricultural residential district for a professional office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 1 acre more or less. The property is lying on the west side of John J. Williams Highway, which is Route 24, approximately 100 feet north of Legion Road, which is Sussex County Route 298. The 911 address is 26406 John J. Williams Highway, Millsborough, and the tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 29, Parcel 45.00. Submitted into the record, Madam Chair, we have a copy of the applicant's survey plan, we have a copy of the site plan, we have a copy of the staff analysis report, we have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. I would note we have the DELDOT service level evaluation response letter, and we have received zero comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Whitehouse. Is there anyone here representing this application today? Okay, would you please come forward? You could state your name for us, please. Turn the speaker on.
I was waiting for the green. I was hoping somebody did it for me. I know. Juwan Johnson.
Okay. You heard what the director had to state about your application.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have comments that you would like to make with regards?
I didn't really have any comments, but I guess now that I'm here, I got a microphone. So I bought the office because it's half a mile down the road from my grandparents where I grew up at. And I did it for selfish reasons because I was like, I want to be in my home area so I could give back to my community. And it's turned out to be something that's been like that was needed there. Like there's five or six banks within 2 miles from me, three grocery stores, and I do insurance. Sorry, I know you knew that.
Not the shirt.
But it just happened to be really needed. It's crazy how well it's been received and worked. So,
can you explain a little bit about what is actually happening or you propose?
What is happening is it was a needed that we had a State Farm in Millsboro close to town, another one on the other side of town by Plantation Lakes. But the Long Neck area, Oak Orchard, had no representation for any insurance agency, and our area is a lot of retired people who, there's still people that want to go take a check to their State Farm office and complain a little bit or just laugh and joke because they just want to talk to somebody. So we made something that's convenient for them. But most of our business now, I'm sure most people know it, like 95% of it's probably online. We do a lot of video chats with our customers, but most of it's online, but it's there for those customers who still pay in cash. So
want to walk through doors. Okay. Did you have anything else you'd like to add, or we could start with some questions?
You can go with questions.
Okay. Mr. Mears?
A couple to strengthen the record. How many employees?
I have 8, including my wife.
I didn't turn the mic on either.
He just told you. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. And what's the average of amount of people, customers, that would visit your office in a week's time?
I thought about it today. When I'd left, we'd had 3. So it's anywhere from 3 to 6 a day, maybe.
3 to 6 a day. Okay. That's all I've got.
Okay. Mr. Allen?
Can you lower my rates, maybe? But no.
Man, as soon as I get mine lowered, you're next.
Mr. Collins?
I think I don't have any other questions. Thank you.
No additional questions?
I have just a couple. Hours of operation?
My team gets there at 8:30, but we don't open from, we're over 9 to 5.
9 to 5, Monday through Friday?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
We do Saturday appointments if you need.
So, okay. So if you want any Saturday hours, then you need to include that, because if we put a condition on there Monday through Friday only, if you're working on Saturday, then you're going to be in violation of your conditions.
Okay, so like if somebody calls in and says, could you meet
me
Saturday?
If that's a possibility, then you need to ask for it.
Okay.
So Monday through Saturday.
We will come in, and it's only like 10 to 12 if that's the only
okay.
time I'll come in. So if I need to do that, I'll add that. Sorry.
Okay.
But we don't.
We'd rather cover it, and then you'd be.
Yes. Because nobody ever shows up on Saturday when we set an appointment.
Oh, okay. I see you have a sign on the site plan, so you like to have the sign there, correct? Advertising the sign?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. think that's it for me. Mr. Robertson?
Just talk a little bit about sort of what the community neighborhood is. Are there other businesses in that area, you know, nearby or whatever?
The American Legion is straight across the street from me. There is a there's a fence guy that's been there for 30 years. It's a commercial property right beside me. Across the street is he does construction or whatever. He's a customer. The fence guy is my customer. And a couple doors down, a guy builds metal things. Everybody's seen those.
Sculpture place, yeah.
Yes. And then maybe a quarter of a mile, you start with the Mexican restaurant and Harris Teeter. And then Royal Farms is maybe less than a quarter of a mile. And the storage units is 200-300 feet. Well, probably more than that. But in between Royal Farms and my office.
Okay. And just again, we probably all know that, but we just need to have this on the record. That's what I'm asking. And so the other question would be, you know, whether or not this proposed use, if you think it's consistent with what's around there, or whether it would adversely affect neighboring or adjacent properties.
Well, there's not any other insurance agencies in
that. No, not the insurance, just the business or commercial use, whether that's consistent with what's in that area of Route 24.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So, for example, there aren't a lot of residential homes adjacent to your property.
There's more business than there is.
Much more businesses.
Yes, there's way more businesses than there is residential in that area. Way more.
Thank you, Council.
You're welcome. Was it a home recently and that was converted to an office?
Yes, it was one of my cousins.
Okay.
Okay. Any further questions, Mr. Webb? Okay. Mr. Whitehouse, do you have any questions?
No, for me, thank you.
Staff? All right, if you'd like to have a seat, we'll see if anyone here has an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of additional use number 2509, Juan Edward Johnson? In favor? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition? There being none, anybody else have any further questions? The record?